Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president and Fatah leader, has called for new elections in an effort to break a bitter standoff with rival Hamas. Now, Hamas, for their part, denounced the idea, calling it illegal, and now there are fears of increased violence after an already violent week. From Gaza, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Mahmoud Abbas's speech in Ramallah came less than 24 hours after factional violence erupted in the normally quiet West Bank city. Abbas told the assembled group today, many of them longtime Fatah leaders, that a political solution was the only way out of the rising internal conflict and crippling international sanctions against the Hamas-led government. Abbas said he had the right as president to dismiss the government and would now call for early elections.
The people are looking for their elected president to have a solution and not to be turning in empty circles. That's why I have decided to call for early presidential and legislative elections.
Abbas added that he wants a unity government of technocrats that can end what he called the economic siege. He set no firm date for a vote and said in the interim all efforts should be made to form a unity government, perhaps leaving open the possibility of restarting dialogue with Hamas. Abbas's much-anticipated speech comes after months of failed efforts to form a unity government and to end the economic and political isolation of the Palestinian Authority. Those unsuccessful attempts aim to push the Islamists toward recognition of Israel and to meet other conditions asked for by the West and Israel, which list Hamas as a terrorist group. Abbas's call for new elections comes after a dark week in Gaza that pushed the factions ever closer to civil war. In Gaza City, three young sons of a Fatah leader were gunned down on their way to school. A Hamas judge was assassinated outside a courthouse, and suspected Fatah gunmen opened fire on Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh's convoy, which Hamas called an assassination attempt. Chief Palestinian negotiator and Fatah leader Saab Erekat called it a shameful week for Palestinians, and he said early elections are the only way out of the chaos.
Isn't that the civilized choice that will enable Palestinians to avoid the horror of internal fighting, of this situation? This must end. And if we keep it the way it is now, it's going to be bullets. And bullets will only add to the complexities. It will not solve any problems.
But Hamas leaders and supporters say any attempt to force a new vote is illegal and is an attempt to overturn results of last January's free and fair elections. In a fiery speech Friday at a Gaza stadium packed with tens of thousands of flag-waving supporters, Hamas lawmaker Khalil al-Hiyya vowed that the group would not accept any attempt to undo a democratic vote.
Let the media underline this. We will not agree about any referendum or any early elections. Those who take these one-sided steps must bear the responsibility.
Abbas aides acknowledge that his call for new elections risks pushing Palestinian society deeper into chaos. But Fatah official Nabil Shaath says with rising poverty, violence, and isolation, Abbas had few other viable options.
This is all blocked in with lack of real hope on the political level with the Israelis, and with the continued blockade of the Palestinian territory, he has very little cards to play with.
Many here think the ongoing factional dispute and the looming clash over the legality of new elections are likely to be contested in the streets with brute force, not in the broke-down courtrooms of Gaza. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Gaza City.